Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Are you over your stubborn belly fat? Do you wish you could get the fat out in half a day without the risk of being put under or a heavy surgical fee? Go to 805lipo.com and check out Dr. Adrian Lara's incredible deal for HD liposuction. It's 100% customer recommended and performed by a Harvard-trained surgeon, voted favorite med spa 2 years in a row by VC Star. So what are you waiting for? Go to 805lipo.com before the offer expires.
To the brighter side of recovery, families and couples in crisis, sponsored by Soba Recovery Center. Finally, a radio show that not only tackles the brighter side of addiction, recovery, mental health, and anything in life that you are recovering from, but also a show with the answers for family, friends, and those who love an addict. Hosted by award-winning radio show host and motivational leader, Kim Pagano. Sherry Gaba, a psychotherapist and certified recovery coach. Tune in for the brighter side of recovery on The Kim Pagano Show from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. They bring you the experts, authors, and professionals that speak to the issues that are important to you, the listener. Give them the questions and they will bring you the solutions to whatever you are recovering from. And now, here's Ventura County's radio show host, Kim Pagano.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for being here. Sherry Gaba, how are you?
I'm great, and I'm so excited about our guest today.
There you go. There you go. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us, we're so grateful that you are here, and of course, this is our recovery hour, and we do have a morning show that is from 6 to 8, and it's all about the brighter side of life, and again, I'm so grateful that you are here. I want to start off with a little bit of motivation. No matter how far wrong you've gone, you can always turn around. And I really believe that in life. I do want to give out our phone number here. That is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If you miss any part of our show, you can always listen on our podcast. And our podcast is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. Today we've got some really great guests, and we're going to be talking with Dr. Lauren Costine about lesbian love addiction. And then we are going to be talking with Ashley Davis Bush of Hope and Healing from Transcending Loss, daily meditations for those who are grieving. And most of you know is I'm telling you, God just shows up in whenever you need it. And of course, all of you know that I am grieving. I just lost my mom. And you know, it's only like 2 weeks, but I have to just tell you, it just feels like, I don't know, like it's an inch in a lifetime. And I just keep thinking, she's on vacation. I'm going to get through this, you know? So yeah. It's a weird time, but...
It gets softer. That's how I would describe it. As time goes on, it gets softer. I mean, there isn't a day that I don't think about my dad. Who died
I know.
A little over a year ago.
But was so, it a so year it, ago? Yeah, because I remember all the times that you would be like, oh, I heard that, or I heard, you know?
Yeah.
And now I can totally relate to that feeling.
So just know that it's going to wait. It's an ebb and flow experience.
But
be where you are, Kim. That's what
I am. And I, you know, everybody says, how are you doing? And I said, I'm just getting through. I'm walking and breathing, and that's what I'm doing. And so I'm grateful for my busy life. I'm grateful that I have things to get up to go and do. And that's what I'm going to be doing.
And I think you're motivating our listeners, knowing that, you know, we go through life. It's just life. I mean, yes, the show is the brighter side of life, the brighter side of recovery, but there's a brighter side past grief, too, you know?
Yeah, and I'm grateful all the time that I had with my mom. So, So with that, Tom, do you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
Let's start off with the restaurants. Paul Martin's seasonal and delicious menu featuring free range and natural meats and poultry located in the promenade at Westlake Village. Also, Lure Fish House, experience their top-tier seafood experience complete with fresh local produce, 60 South California Street, Ventura. Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to freshly made salsa, that's off of North Rose Avenue in Oxnard. You can call for a night of dancing. Dance in a date night. How about that? At the House of Dance in Ventura. Win tickets to the Buellton Wine and Chili Fest March 12th at the Flying Flags RV Resort. Saturday, March 12th, it's the Fox Performing Arts Center presentation of Forbidden Broadway. And then we have the Assisted Home Hospice Foundation is pleased to announce its upcoming Artini fundraiser, April 7th from 6 to 9 o'clock. Appetizers, art, a lot of fun, and a good cause. Kim, all those prizes this afternoon.
There you go. Thank you so much, Tom. You do such a great job with that. And I want to start off with some Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, and whose quality ingredients range from sustainable seafood to... freshly made salsa, and that is right here off of Rose and Oxnard. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I'd love to give away some dance and a date night. Do you like to dance?
I love to dance.
Yeah, I want to take a dance class. And over at House of Dance, right here at 3007 Bunsen Avenue in Ventura, it's dancing, dance partner. Wouldn't that be fun?
Like salsa?
Yeah,
swing,
I think it's all different kinds of dances.
Do you have to do that with a partner?
I don't know, but I would love to just learn more. Maybe I'll get my husband to do that. But anyways, I've got a pair of tickets that I can share with somebody out there. So call in right now at 805-419-0008. 0008 419 0008. Let's start off with our first guest, Dr. Lauren Costine, and we're talking about her book, Lesbian Love Addiction. Dr. Costine, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us here today on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery.
Yes, it's my pleasure. Thank you for asking me.
Yeah, is this your first book?
Yes, it is my first book.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really exciting.
Yeah, and so tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are and why you wrote this book.
I'm a clinical psychologist, and I am a lesbian, and I am in recovery for about drug and alcohol addiction. I got sober 17 years ago, and I'm in recovery for love addiction. So when I was doing my own recovery in love addiction, which came later, I've got about 4 years in recovery of love addiction, I went out there and read everything. I'm like a research geek, and, you know, I did a lot of different kind of support groups and all of that kind of thing, and therapy and everything, but I found that the books were all heterosexually oriented, and there was nothing that really addressed the unique needs of lesbians who are suffering from this. And there's actually a high incident. I don't have the statistics of this because there's no one really doing a study yet, but we have a lot of love addiction in our community, and I really wanted to help our community in that direct way.
Hi, hi, doctor. This is Sherry. How are you today?
Good.
You know, I wanted to ask you, just for our audience's sake, if you can differentiate between codependency and love addiction. I'm a love addict and a codependent. I'm wondering, for our audience, that might be helpful to sort of understand what the differences or what the similarities are.
Okay. So, I mean, love addiction is basically an intimacy disorder, and it's, you know, in a nutshell, it's when intensity is mistaken for intimacy. And there's also an addiction to the high of the falling in love or the infatuation phase. So, and there is a very real addiction to the chemicals that our bodies naturally make when we're, like, falling in love or infatuated or have a crush on somebody. I mean, and those chemicals, for some people, can be extremely, extremely addictive, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense.
That is not codependency, right? Codependency is when you put people's needs and requests and demands in front of your own for a number of reasons. You don't have a strong sense of self. It's hard to say no. You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You think it's a good way of developing a strong relationship with somebody, and then you end up feeling
14. So, in essence, you're a people pleaser, and you put other people's needs first because out of fear that you might be
abandoned.
And again, it's also not just people, it's people, places, and things. There's a control issue. But I think you can be a love addict and also be a codependent. I think, I think some of your behaviors can be codependent.
Absolutely.
once you're in the addiction.
I would like to just add to this is when you're talking about lesbian love addiction as opposed to love addiction on its own, do you think that there's a difference?
Well, yeah. I mean, I totally believe there's a difference. And I kind of show that in my research in the book. And there's a number of key components. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of obvious, but people don't think about it. It's two women that are together, right? So you've got a couple similarities there. And a big part of my book describes how our brains are the same and how our brains are different from male brains. And this is now empirically studied. We've got MRI showing it. We've got the hormonal component, of course. And our brains are wired.
Wired the same, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're wired the same. And then they're also wired to relate and connect in a certain way that's very
You mean
powerful.
Wired the same of other women or wired differently than men?
Women's brains are very similar, and then they're wired differently than men.
Got it.
Yeah. Now, you know, I don't know if you are both familiar with The Fosters. Do you ever watch that show?
Oh, I have watched a little bit of it. Yeah, I know the show.
It's one of my favorites. One of my sons, shared it with me.
Netflix show?
Yes.
One's a police officer?
Yes.
I've seen that show.
And the other one's a principal.
Yeah.
And they're lesbians, and they're married. They actually just got married, okay, and and then it's the interaction of all of their foster children and then their one biological, that the one police lady was married, but it is really interesting to see all the different dynamics of because my husband and I will watch it and he's like, oh my God, it doesn't change. And so in that sense,
in other words,
there's
no difference.
There's no difference in the sense that, we're not on the same page or, maybe they lost interaction with each other. So, one's just not interested in sex or the other one's too tired. It's the same relationship.
As a heterosexual couple. Yeah. I mean, do you think that there are differences in intimacy with two women and men and women?
Yeah, no, there definitely are. Of course, ultimately, it's an intimacy disorder, and love addiction affects everybody, right? And so that's why Cynthia Melody's book is so helpful, between the love addiction and, you know, the love addict and the love avoidance and how that combination comes together. And there's people find each other all the time. With lesbians, we've got this brain that's the same, the desire to connect is the same. We've got this hormonal system that creates these feel-good chemicals. We get a hit of oxytocin when we fall in love or when we breastfeed that is so euphoric. So if you get two lesbians together who have love addiction, who are admitting this kind of amazing oxytocin and dopamine, I call it the oxytocin fest, you know, they're high as a kite, and the merging starts to happen immediately, moving in right away, seeing each other all the time, texting, mm-hmm. calling all the time, saying I love you very, very quickly. The U-Haul joke is out there for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
It does happen. And we don't have the societal
You know what, Dr. Christine, can you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but when we come back, I'd love to ask you a few more questions on kind of your intimacy, if you're okay with that.
Sure.
Okay, great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and this is our recovery show, our Brighter Side of Recovery, and of course, specializing in recovery of anything that you are going through. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, and I'd love to give some tickets away right now. Saturday, March 12th, Fox Performing Arts Center presents Forbidden Broadway. And she was actually on our show, our morning show, but what a great place to have a destination. Another really great place out in Riverside. And I've got tickets for somebody right now. Call in at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and I thank you so much for being here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. I do want to do a real quick shout-out to some of our winners last week, Carmen, Michelle, Judy, Eric, and Blaine. And again, I also want to do a little shout-out for Ventura Waters, Water Take One, and that's the Film Awards on March 24th at the Downtown Ventura Century 10 Movie Theater. The ceremony aims to create awareness of water as a valuable resource by inviting filmmakers locally and worldwide to submit films addressing the topic of water. This year's theme is Watch, Collaborate, and Sustain. And I thank so much for Ventura Waters being one of our new sponsors and you know, working with the Kim Pagano Show. All right, we're talking with Dr. Lauren Custine, and we're talking about love addiction. And I wanted to ask you, do you feel that you have a love addiction in your relationship?
Well, I'm in recovery for love addiction. I went through a very hard time getting sober from it, you know, not being really well understood and limited resources out there and just the denial factor. So for me, it took a really long time. I actually had to have two qualifiers to kind of wake me up. out of my fog.
I think what you're doing is so important. I'm so glad that you've come out with this book. Was it hard to get this book published based on the nature of the book?
Because interestingly, it was not hard at all.
Great.
It was not. I mean, it happened so quickly. I was astonished myself. So
that's fantastic. Because there's a need out there. There's a need. I mean, we need to be talking about love addiction. We need to be talking about love addiction amongst different populations. Maybe explain love avoidant and the love addict, that dynamic. Because I think anybody, the people that listen to our show are people in any sort of recovery or recovering from any kind of issue. Could be sobriety, it could be death, it could be loss, it could be divorce. Just explain what the difference is between an avoidant and a love addict.
So that's a wonderful question. So the love addict is the one that they have more anxiety in the relationship, so to speak. So they may be the one that's really quick to attach. They may be a serial monogamist. They like to be pursued. They like to, when the relationship, the honeymoon period is over, they want to try to sustain that high at all costs. So they'll start asking for more, like, they'll be the one that's saying, where's this relationship going? Mm-hmm. More quickly.
They need a lot of attention.
Together? When are we going to do this? When are we going to do that? When are we, that kind of thing. A love avoidant is actually the seducer type, and they get a hit and a high from the chase, actually. They also get a hit and a high from the falling in love process. But traditionally, once the falling in love process falls away, and of course we know that it always does, human beings cannot sustain it longer than 2 years. That's what studies show us. But with lesbians, we can burn it out kind of faster because of that merging quality.
Right.
The love addict, the love avoidant can immediately start getting very afraid of the commitment piece. And so they start pulling away. They can become very emotionally unavailable. Then they shut down sexually. And the common theme that they start to feel is feeling smothered. Or they'll use the word that their partner is very needy. So it's the shaming kind of quality. When the love addict feels that her partner is starting to pull away, she'll get more anxious, more frantic, and become preoccupied with the idea of where did she go? What's changed? What's happened? What have I done? How do I get it back? And it creates this spiral that's extremely destructive and so painful and causes so much distress. And it's unsustainable. It's when the relationship at this point will break apart.
What would you say to a parent who might have an adolescent that might be going through something like this?
I'm really glad you're watching. We have parents
that are listening to our show, and they're watching their kid, maybe they've just gone through some horrible rejection or some breakup, and then you're watching them texting and emailing and trying to get back with that person.
Well, and they feel so low because they don't feel worthwhile because everything is wrapped around one person's
decision. There's a more fused type attitude. Adolescent relationship today than I think there was when I was a kid. I don't know if you'd agree, Doctor.
Oh, for sure. No, there. You're absolutely right. And a big part of it is this texting component where you can have constant contact with somebody.
Yes.
Which creates more of an addictive quality to it.
Yes.
And addictive access, right? Because those texting can actually create a dopamine hit. It's like really, really, it's very dangerous. Yeah. So I would say for me, I think in this piece, education becomes the key. Now, they may not listen to you and they may not hear you, so then you're just planting seeds. But when someone's been brutally rejected by, say, a love avoidant, then for them to be taught what a love avoidant is can be incredibly helpful to the healing process. Because what happens is it's taken personally, right? Something's wrong with me. I'm unlovable. And at the bottom of love addiction for everyone is I'm unlovable. Mm-hmm. I'm unworthy. It's for both the love addict and the love avoidant. They just manifest it differently, right? The love avoidant doesn't feel lovable either, but they can't wait to get out because intimacy is so scary and people are not perfect. And the honeymoon phase, we're all perfect and everything's la-da-da and easy and happy. So, the second phase of attaching is very challenging and a lot of folks can't handle it. Love addicts can't handle it. So I think that the educational piece is key. Just so that they know what's going on.
Dr. Christine, I know that marriage equality was just recently passed by the Supreme Court. What does that mean for the your community and, you know, what still needs to be done?
So that's such a great question. Thank you. First of all, the good news is, you know, we are equal in the eyes of the law. We don't have to put our resources and our money into fighting that anymore. That's extremely important, right? So now we can focus back inward on we need to heal our trauma. And a big thing of what I talk about in the book is our unique trauma. When you're a sexual minority or a gender minority and you've been discriminated against and demonized for thousands of years by your culture, mm-hmm. we can't help but internalize those messages. That's another reason why we end up with more addiction.
That's right. I've always wondered that, and it's that toxic shame that you experience.
Yeah, it's that toxic shame. Exactly.
Yeah. I think your story and your this book is a really important material. I'm so glad that it's out there.
Now, I have a question. As being a mom too, and I know that you know, I've seen a younger generation coming out and expressing, you know, either they're lesbians or they're gay, and you know, the parents are, you know, going through their own trauma, because in reality, if that's really who they are, that's okay. But what happens if they've just been, you know, exploited by other people and they're not really sure who they really are, but they're out there in the public going in that direction? Do you understand where I'm going with that?
Yeah, I think that's more of the shame that the parents have been taught by society, mm-hmm. and that a questioning period for an adolescent is extremely normal. And once we as a society normalize that and don't feel shame around it, then there isn't going to be those feelings that, like,
right,
someone's being exploited or this is happening.
We won't even be having this discussion. You know, I have a relative that came out, and I love the answer. You know, he calls himself a sapiosexual, and I don't know if I'm saying that right, sapio, and it's basically saying I love who I love, you know,
mm-hmm.
and
exactly.
I wish that
and
that's
freedom where, to just be who we
and
are.
And that's, you know, like, in other words, we wouldn't even have a show on lesbian love addiction because it would just be
a norm.
It would just be, you know what I mean? It would just be
right.
like, you know, we talk about it and it just is.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, you guys bring up such a good point, but we are not even close to that.
Right.
Because, you know, we live in if you live in an urban world in the coast or something, it's much different here. You go to the South or the Midwest, and it's still like the 1950s in certain areas.
And another subject that's never talked about is bisexuality. There's this stereotype that if you're bisexual, that must mean, no, you're really lesbian, you just are afraid to come out. And, you know,
right,
there isn't enough discussion about that. There's, you know.
Yeah.
Very
invisible group. It's terrible.
Right.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Dr. Christine, I thank you so much for being a guest. I hope that you share our show with lots of people out there so they could hear it. Also, we have a podcast, and that's on iTunes/The Kim Pagano
Show. Where can we find your book?
Yeah. And I hope that you share this with everyone. And where can we get your book?
So I do. I am sharing this with everyone. I have a really wonderful social media campaign, so it's going to be blasted everywhere. So I just wanted you to know that.
Thank you
so
much.
I have a landing page. It's www.lesbianloveaddiction.com. It has where to buy my book. It has a lot of blogs that I write. It has a lot of information on love addiction, lesbian, healthy relationships, dating advice, all kinds of stuff. It's also available at Amazon. It's available at a number of online stores, and it's available at a lot of local bookstores. So just look it up online, and you can find exactly where to get it.
You got it. Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on The Brighter Side of Recovery.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure, and I'd love to come back anytime. I'm writing other books, so I'll be in contact.
Oh, please do.
What's that book going to be about? I want to know. I can't wait to hear.
The next book is, I'm going to do a workbook for this book for, you know, because there's writing assignments and things. And then I'm going to write a book on the lesbian psyche, which is going to be very interesting.
Oh, fantastic.
There you go. All right. Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You got it. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Ashley Davis Bush. We're going to be talking about hope and healing for the transcending loss and daily meditations for those who are grieving. Couldn't come at a better time for myself with that. I do want to give out something right now, and I've got Assisted Home Hospice Foundation is pleased to announce its upcoming Art Teeny, and it's a fundraiser on April 7th from 6 to 9 up in Santa Barbara. And enjoy appetizers, art exhibit, silent auction, cocktails, live entertainment, and more. So if you are interested in going to that, call us. We've got a pair of tickets for you at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, composite tile, and slabs. Through February, we're offering up to 75% off on slabs and prefabs in the slab yard, with travertine and porcelain starting at just $149 per square foot. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll make your dream home a reality. Help Susan G. Komen, Los Angeles County, eradicate breast cancer by racing for the cure. 25% of net funds raised fund research. The other 75% provides local funding for crucial breast health services for Los Angelinos in need. Register today at KomenLAcounty.org or call 310-575-3011.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the brighter side of recovery. I do want to give out something, and I've got tickets to the studio. Channel Islands is hosting their annual Collector's Choice fundraiser, and that's Saturday, March 12th from 6 to 9, and I've got tickets for you. You're going to be able to enjoy cocktails and dinner and view art from the most compelling pools of Ventura County emerging talent. So anyways, call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Our next guest, Ashley Davis Bush, and her book is Hope and Healing for Transcending Loss, and it's a daily meditation for those who are grieving. Ashley, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I am wonderful, and I'm so delighted to talk with you today.
Well, thank you so much. Is this your first book?
No, it's actually my sixth book.
Oh.
But my very first book was called Transcending Loss, and so this is really a companion piece to that book, which came out almost 20 years ago.
Wow, and did you lose somebody, or why are you writing this book?
That is a very good question. Basically, I felt quite called to write this book and the first book, Transcending Loss. And it wasn't a personal loss at the time that inspired it, but a very real sense that I was being called to do this work in the world.
Wow, really? Well, I just lost my mom just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And it was very sudden and unexpected, and so I'm looking at your book as a tool that I could use.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, my guess is that you're still probably in shock if it was that recently.
Yeah, I am in shock. And everybody asks me, how are you doing? And I just say, I just am breathing and walking. And I, you know, it's funny. It's like, I just think she's on vacation right now. I'm just going to call her in a little bit. The finalization in my mind isn't 100% there yet.
No, and it will take a while, Kim, for that to sink in. And when it does, it will be painful. And so I'm not going to sugarcoat grief. I don't want your listeners to think it's all just sunshine and roses. It's hard work, and it's extremely painful. And at the same time, I offer the message of hope, because people do get through it, and love is eternal. The love you have with your mother is what's going to carry you through and comfort you and continue to be part of your life.
I have a question. My father died over a year ago, just a little bit over a year ago. And the first 6 months, I was very, probably my shock went to something different. I kept believing that he was, and I still believe that he was with me. I would see signs, and that kind of kept me in this, I don't know, sort of frozen state. Then the second 6 months, it hit me, you know, he's gone. And now I'm kind of melding the two together, and I'm just curious. I guess grief is different for everybody. Everybody experiences it differently. But this idea that, you know, the spiritual piece, that they're with us, and is that sort of a denial mechanism, do you think? Or
that's a great question.
Yeah, that is such an interesting question. I would say that after working with grievers for 25 years, I would say it is not a denial piece, and that in fact, there is a spiritual realm that we are often not aware of, and that our loved ones do continue to be part of our lives and support us from the other side.
So you believe in that?
I definitely believe in that. I've heard enough stories where I am a believer, and I think that the people who hold on to that do feel better. They have an easier time getting through their grief and continuing to have a relationship with their loved one.
Yeah.
That's part of my message, is that just because they're not here on the planet anymore, it doesn't mean that you don't have a relationship with them. You
actually still do. I love
that.
Oh, that's really
Ashley,
great.
Can you tell us a little bit about who you are? Are you a therapist, or what do
and
you
why,
do?
And why you got into this subject matter.
Well, I am a psychotherapist. I practice in southern New Hampshire. I have a private practice, and I've been doing this work for close to 30 years now. I got into it because I wanted to help people who were in emotional pain. And my very first client when I was a student in a residency internship was a bereaved person. And right away, it just clicked for me that I'm supposed to be doing this work.
Mm.
And I have been doing that work for a long time. I also work with couples and people with anxiety disorders and other kinds of issues. But I have to say that bereavement work has really been my life's mission.
Even though it wasn't that you necessarily had an early loss yourself?
Maybe not in this lifetime.
Oh.
But clearly,
wow.
There was something
okay.
bigger going on for me,
I That's think. So interesting, because the two fields that I've worked in was hospice and recovery. And I remember when I got into working in recovery, it reminded me so much of hospice, and that it was just a different type of loss, the loss of drugs, the loss of alcohol. And so as we're talking to you today and interviewing you, I'd like us to think about that, because our audience is one of recovery, that loss can be all kinds of loss. It isn't just a person. It can be a thing like drugs or alcohol or a relationship.
Loss is everywhere. Every part of our aspect of living, it has to do with loss. Just growing older and aging is about loss.
Oh, great point.
I like what you have to say about, you know, recovery, at least the 12-step model, as you know, is so much oriented towards a higher power for getting healthy and clean and sober.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the idea of having a higher power absolutely makes grieving easier as well. People who don't
yes.
have that suffer more.
Same with deaths. When I worked in hospice, I found people that were spiritual had much easier deaths than
mm-hmm.
those who were not spiritual. Those that were not spiritual, I found their deaths to be, you know, almost unbearable.
Really?
Yes, and for people who want to have that and feel that they just don't, I really encourage them to stay open to the possibility. Stay open to mystery. Stay open to possibility, and just invite it into your life, because there's so much we don't know and can't prove. So why not hold open the possibility that there's a lot we cannot understand?
I mean, I have a client just recently, and I'm not breaking anonymity because I'm not mentioning any names, but he says that the moon is his higher power.
Mm.
And I just love that. And so I use
yes.
that, you know, we use that as a metaphor, you know.
Well, you know, I read somewhere that more people experience the divine in nature than they do anywhere else, including churches or cathedrals or anything.
For sure.
So, you know, nature is a real sense of something more, something bigger than ourselves. And absolutely, using any kind of image from nature as a higher power is essentially the divine. It's
right.
just a different way of accessing it.
Ashley, I want to ask you, so let's kind of go back to, is it crazy for people to believe that they're getting signs from the deceased loved ones? What's your thought on that?
No, it's not crazy at all. In fact, it's a huge gift. That is your loved one trying to communicate with you that they're okay, that they're safe, that they're in a good place, and that they don't want you to suffer, because it's very painful, I think, for them to see you suffering. And they're trying to give you an olive branch, a little gift. So receiving it as a gift is the best thing you can do.
What are some stories that you've experienced?
I've had people had visitations through dreams, a lot of nature signs, seeing birds swoop over mm-hmm. their windshields, mm-hmm. butterflies, cardinals, often getting pennies in their path
yes.
all the time, kind of pennies from heaven.
That's my mother. My mother, pennies all the time, pennies.
See?
Constantly.
Oh, my gosh. Also, through electrical means, like lights
yes.
going on and off and electric doors, you know, on and off, things like that. So, you know, it's very, very common.
Yeah, electrical.
You know what? Have you ever heard
means.
Of ladybugs?
Ladybugs, absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
You know, that's been my thing. I have a thing with ladybugs. I had lost a baby many years ago, and then I lost my grandmother, and you know, before my mom passed away, there was a ladybug in a clothing store.
Like, before your mother passed
yes,
away?
Mm-hmm.
You remember seeing the ladybug?
Oh, yeah. And then the next morning, I was like, oh, my God.
What time did you see the ladybug and what time and did you?
Right after I left here. It was on a Thursday. And, well, it was one of the times I was in here. And it was in the afternoon.
And then she died that night?
No, she died that Saturday morning.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
But I honestly
Ooh, I just got chills.
Yeah, because I honestly
maybe it was a message from your grandmother.
When I do, I think they came down to get her.
I have chills, and when I have chills, that
yeah,
usually means
no,
something.
I really, but I didn't. I was like, I thought Ooh. It was my grandmother, and I was like, what's going on here? And I tried to, you know, and then this is really bizarre. Is my daughter, my oldest daughter, was in Florida, and she had never seen her son who was just born, only by FaceTime. And my daughter's like, she called me up FaceTime, Mom, oh my God, there's two ladybugs here. It was the next day after
wow.
my, and she was at a racetrack and
yeah,
they were there, you know?
Real.
And so it was like, okay, well, she came to see you first, you know? And it was like, you know, it just was.
Because she hadn't met her baby yet.
Hadn't
That's
met
why.
Her baby.
Oh.
And that
yeah.
was
there's,
something that
there's just so much going on the other side that we're not aware of. And it's just, if you can hold out that possibility, it really can give you hope.
Yeah. Is it just hope, though? That's what I, you know, it's interesting. In my wildest dreams, it's like if I could come out of my body and look at myself and going, how are you coping with this? It's like the weirdest thing. And then there's a part of me that I don't know if it's gotten my training from my radio show and what I've learned in my life. But there's a part of me saying, oh, my God, we've lost all these great stars lately. We've lost all these huge people. And my mom was a hairstylist for the studio. And I thought, there must be one big party up there and she has to do hair, you know. And so I was like, you know. I don't know, but is that just protecting my soul, my you know, my heart?
Well, I think you are still in shock, and so there is pain to come. But see, they both can be true. You can feel very sad and very grief-stricken that her being is not on the planet anymore, that her form is not here. And so there's some things you'll never be able to do again, like hug her.
Yeah, that's
and embrace
exactly.
her. And so you do have to grieve that, but at the same time, you can also know the same truth. It seems counterintuitive, but it's also true that her spirit is still with you and that you are still connected and you'll be reunited again.
Hmm.
So they're both true. You have a spiritual sort of higher understanding, but you also have the very real human experience of terribly missing someone and missing the fact they're not on this planet with you anymore. And that's just very painful.
I mean, that's what faith is. Faith is believe in something you don't see.
That's right.
I mean, that's
right.
what it
Without
is.
Without proof.
That
and
is true.
And yet there is a process here in terms of grieving where you have to allow the pain to kind of wash over you.
Yes, that's
sort
true.
Of like a wave, and it comes, it recedes, and it washes over you, and you start to heal.
Right. And then there's another loss. You know, if you lose an elderly parent, as I did, then there's the loss of losing my mom. You know, she started to go downhill when my father passed away, and she's a different person. She's not the same person since my dad died. So now there's this other loss. I mean, she's here in physical form, but I've lost the mother that I knew.
And that's really right. Hard
and nobody
too.
Talks about that.
No. And you know what? Let's take a really quick break. Ashley, will you stay with us?
Absolutely.
All right. We need to take a really quick break. But when we come back, let's talk about that, how one person losing one person can change the whole dynamic of a family. And maybe you can give us some tips on how we can really get through that. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. I do want to remind you of all of our shows in the morning, 6 to 8. All of our shows are completely different. And our phone number to get in touch with any of our people here, Sherry gave us a therapist. She's willing to help you. There's so many resources here, and we would love to share those with you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I do want to give something away. I've got $50 towards a good goddess credit to Celebrating Women, OBGYN of Oxnard, Botox treatment on North Solar Drive in Oxnard. Call us right now. We'd love to share that with you.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Do you feel stuck and you just don't know why? Do you find yourself pushing others away? Are you not where you thought you'd be in life? Lorraine Crane, transformational coach and founder of Finding Blind Spots, will help you unblock the barriers you face in your life and move beyond your self-imposed limits. She'll teach you to explore, reveal, and conquer your negative thought process to create positive and productive changes. What are you waiting for? Discover and conquer your blind spots at www.findingblindspots.com. That's www.findingblindspots.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. And I'd love to give something away. We haven't even given any of these away, and it's actually just starting. But we've got Rubicon tickets. And Rubicon is, I'm actually, maybe I don't see it right here. Tom, do you have those?
Who shot Liberty Valance?
Thank you very much. I know. Anyways, I've got tickets to Rubicon, and I would love to share them with somebody out there. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. All right, we're talking with Ashley Davis Bush. We're talking about really grieving, and I am grieving. I know that I'm not the same person I was before, and it's weird when you lose like a mother figure. It's like you've lost a part of your heart.
You're almost like an orphan,
like a legacy. You know, it's weird. And I don't know. Did you feel like that
with
your dad?
It's an unconditional love.
It's different, huh?
I don't know. I'm bonded to my father. I was bonded more to my father than my mother, so I don't think I'm a great example for that. And my worst fear in life was losing my dad. And I'm amazed. Like, you made a statement, Kim. You can't believe you're walking around, you know. I mean, it's kind of unbelievable when you think about it, that here we are standing after something that can just, it's unbelievable that it could be such a loss.
I know. And, you know, I guess I've learned to, you know, pick myself up, dust myself off, and keep going on.
Yeah, but just let yourself feel, she said, let yourself feel the pain. I think that's really tantamount in getting through the process. And I think in the beginning I didn't feel it because I was so
numb.
Convinced. I was numb. And the way my numb just transferred into he's here in some other form. And I just allowed that to be part of me. And that was just my grieving. And like, you know, like we talked about, it's different for everyone. I think one thing I wanted to ask
Ashley,
is that
she's back on.
We all of a sudden, when we lose a parent, we look at our own life and go, what is this all for? What is this?
Maybe she can talk
about that. Like, well,
Ashley, can you talk about
that? It absolutely does. It really highlights life, death, what is the meaning of life.
Yeah.
And that's a really important process to go through because it can help you start to evaluate what's important in your life.
Yeah.
What do you value? And are, in fact, you living the life that you want to be living? Because if you're not, it might be time to be making some changes.
Yeah, I think that was one of the, there's two things that I remember hearing myself think and say is one, I was so busy trying to take care of my mom that I forgot to tell her how much I needed her.
Mm.
That was a big one for me. And then two, you know, as much as I love my radio shows, I was like, oh my God, I'm giving so much time that I would have wished I would have had that time with my mom. But then my family was like, but she loved that you had it, you know? But why do you, you know what I mean? What is that about?
I think this is so real that we just start questioning things.
It's important to start questioning things, but at the same time, she knew that you needed her and loved her, and she wanted you to live a full life. So sometimes we start second-guessing, did they know this? Did they feel this? And I would say most times the case is they did know you loved and needed them and valued them.
And the other thing is, one thing I learned in hospice, and maybe you would agree with me, Ashley, is that people die the way they lived. You know, that was really some phenomenal statements that I had heard and I experienced. My dad was a workaholic. He worked till the day he died. He didn't have lots of relationships, but that's how he lived, and that's how he wanted to die, and that's just how it turned out.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is my mom loved to talk on the phone and had relationships, and here I was thinking, like, you know, maybe I didn't have a lot of time that we had a lot of time together, but she always wanted me to be a more conversationalist, you know, what's going on, tell me more, you know, and I was like, I was always, you know, and yet when it was her day of her funeral, all these people, I'm like, she was talking to all of you, you know.
Oh, that's funny.
So she, you know,
that's great.
Yeah, so
that's really great. So she found her needs were met.
Her needs were totally met. Yeah, and she had all these other people that she was talking to.
That's right. So yeah. If a loss can be a wake up call for you, that's a wonderful thing. The other thing I wanted to mention, you know, we all have attachments in different ways, and you know, one person could be attached more to a mother, one to a father. Some people are super attached to their pets. And it's not so much who or what is the person that you lost, but what was your attachment to that person?
Mm.
And it's really important to try to understand the nature of the relationship. Sometimes it has to do with what you didn't get in the relationship. So
that's
a whole nother piece, is grieving someone for whom you had some conflict with or didn't get enough from. Or you
felt it was the only person you got it from, you know, being single and being multiple divorced. My father was always the rock. Like, I could always count on my dad. And so when he died, that just brought up more pain. Well, gosh, you know, will I ever find, I don't want to marry my dad, but it's that idea that, you know, he was the one that I could always count on.
Wow. I have a question, and I love your book. This is the kind of book that I'm writing right now, obviously not on grieving, but how do we use your book? Tell us what we're going to find from your book.
Well, thank you for asking. Yes, it's basically a daily reader. So it's, you know, set up according to dates, January 1 all the way down to December 31, along with special dates that might trigger emotions, such as the birthday of the person who died. So basically, it's meant to be a daily reader so that every morning or every evening you might just have it by your bed and you read that day's entry. But what I have found from people who've read it is that some people just enjoy reading it as if it's kind of like a chapter book. And so really, I say whatever is bringing you comfort. If you want to flip through it and find a reading that matches your mood that day, that's fabulous. If you want to read it from January 1 to December 31, that's great. It's meant to be kind of a guide and also to provide a sense of comfort and solace that what you're going through is normal. Because a lot of grievers feel like they're going crazy.
Yeah.
And whether it's they're forgetting
things,
or they want to talk about their loved one, or they don't want to talk about their loved one, or they can't stop crying, or they can't start crying. I mean, the gamut is so wide, but it's really all in the realm of normal. So you're not going crazy. And my other big message that I want people to take away with is that love is eternal. And it doesn't die just because the person died. The love did not die. And
that's a great
really
message.
Part of who you are.
Yeah, no, that's a great message. Wow. I'd love you to send me all your other books, and I'd love to have you back on. I just think that you've got a lot of wisdom, and I really believe that we can learn from each other, and that's what it's all about. My mom always said, you're never too old to learn, and I really believe that.
So true. And that's one of the ways she will continue to inspire her, is that you remember her wisdoms for you.
I believe
and
that.
You live them out.
Well, thank you so much for being a guest here on The Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you share our show with everyone. And how do we get your book, Ashley?
I will. Well, go to your local bookstore or check it out on Amazon.com.
Right.
Type in Ashley Davis Bush and you'll see my book.
There you go. Thank you so much, Ashley. All right, we are at the end of our show, and I want to say thank you to anybody out there, everybody that's listening. There is hope. That's what this is all about. Call us. Get names from us. Our phone number again is 805-419-0008. It always seems impossible until it's done. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery.